This is the audio recording for the Candia Planning Board meeting for March 16th, 2022.
We all rise and please join me in our Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yeah.
Point of order, just to say, I'd like to have Rob sit in for Joyce as a voting member tonight on the board.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. So attendance, Brian.
Brian, yeah.
Yeah, Judy.
Here.
Josh.
Here.
And Rob.
Here.
Okay. Let's go through new business, case number 22-002, applicant Branch Brook Holdings, LLC, P.O. Box 410, Candy, New Hampshire, 0334, owners, same property location, Critchett Road, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034, map 406, lot 140, and map 407, lot 13. The intent, lot merger, remove the existing lot line between map 406, lot 140, approximately 26 acres, and map 407, lot 13, approximately 33 acres, and consolidate the two lots into a single lot, resulting in a new parcel of land equaling approximately 59 acres. So I believe the next thing would have the applicant want to say anything.
Yep.
Tom?
You're on, Tom.
No, I did have a question. Lisa, you mentioned the next thing after this would be what? Would it be a lot consolidation? Is that how?
Nope, everything is in one. It's just an extra form that I needed your signature on. So once you come back, you'll sign it. The board will sign it tonight.
Okay.
If everything goes forward and it gets approved, of course. And you'll be all set. I talked to Jim Franklin today as well. He's going to give me the survey once he's done. Next week, I'll get the check. We'll record everything together. So I have the plan number and everything for you.
Perfect. Okay? Great. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
No. Hey, Tom, it's Josh. Why are we doing this?
Because we have a subdivision pending. We'll be submitting plans in a couple of weeks. On April 1st for the May 4th, Wednesday, May 4th meeting.
Okay.
So the subdivision, this proposed subdivision of 15 lots sits on those two lots. So step one of this is to merge these lots.
Okay, thank you.
Scott's in a car.
I know.
Hi, Scott. Any other questions from the board? Go ahead, Scott.
Maybe he's just...
Hey, guys. Sorry I'm late. I couldn't find the invitation to the Zoom meeting, so I finally figured out to go on the town website, went on the agenda, and clicked on there, so sorry about that.
It's okay.
All right.
Thanks for the effort.
So, Tom, as a condition, they want to have monumentation shall be set and noted on plans per subdivision regulation.
So we shouldn't have to do that. I mean, the plan was to get this plan in so we could use it for this initial plan submission. Ultimately, before we come back with the final subdivision plan, yes, Jones and Beach will be out there. We'll set monumentation. But we just wanted to come to the first meeting showing these combined lots that we're creating the subdivision on. But when Lisa and I talked about it, it's like, geez, the lots have to be merged first because you're showing the 15 lots on it. So it's like, because then we would have had to come in with like a lot consolidation plan in the subdivision plan set, you know, and it gets confusing to do it together. So ultimately that will be done, but really technically from an RSA standpoint, if you, I think it's
Jim usually puts these on the surveys too.
Yeah, I think if you go to RSA 67439, you're allowed to consolidate lots. And the only thing you need to do, if there are two lots and consolidating the lots does not make them non-conforming, this is the one time that an owner can consolidate the lots. There's no need for public notice like we're not doing tonight. And no new survey or map needs to be recorded in the registry of deeds, but the planning board does need to sign the notice of merger that gets recorded.
Right.
And once that notice of merger is recorded, we're now using that one new lot number to create this new subdivision. And at the end of the day, there'll be a whole new plot plan for that consolidated lot with, there'll actually be subdivided lots on.
Yeah, that makes more sense, Tom, because typically the new boundaries are set if you're making new boundaries. And in this case,
right,
we're not making new boundaries.
Well, you're going to make new boundaries, but after he brings an application.
Well, not at this point.
Right
now, with the existing boundaries, consolidate the whole thing.
Even for the survey.
Pardon?
Even for the survey that Jim is doing?
No, when they come in with the survey for the subdivision, then there'll be new boundaries set.
He's not going to do a survey for the subdivision. This is the survey. He's going to do the whole plan, the engineer
okay.
plan.
Yeah, so, no, I don't, personally, I don't think there's any need of new boundaries. We're not creating new boundaries. The boundaries are there.
No, the boundaries aren't there. They're different because right now you have boundaries for this lot and you have boundaries for this lot. Now we're going to consolidate them, so boundaries are only going to be here.
Correct.
So we're eliminating boundaries. Right. We're not making any new ones.
Needs to be, that's why it needs to be noted. Those monumentations have to be set and are noted on the plans. Which, like I said, Jim usually does in what he does. That's why we've seen it before in our cases.
Ryan, I'm going to have to defer
right.
to
and
your
I think this
experience.
Is a little different. I don't know if you can pull up RSA 67439 online there, or if I can share my screen, I could show it to you.
Josh has it right here. Josh has it.
Oh, okay.
Are you talking about 39A?
Yes.
Voluntary merger?
Yep.
Yes.
It says any owner of two or more contiguous pre-existing approved or subdivided lots or parcels who wishes to merge them for municipal regulation and taxation purposes may do so by applying to the planning board or its designee.
This is just for the bounds of your new lot. That's all this condition is. What you're going to do as part of your subdivision, part of the subdivision regulations, which the condition says going forward. That's what
but it's not part of this exercise.
But they're making new bounds for this.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
You're
removing the bounds.
No.
You still got your outer bounds. Don't change.
The permanent boundaries are still there.
Merging two lots that are, there is no bounds there. All Jim did when he surveyed the Maxwell parcel and surveyed the Weber parcel, those are two lot, Candia lot numbers, map and lot numbers. We're just merging those, that survey together. And all those are the two surveys of drill holes in the stone wall. There's no monuments out there. It's the old monuments of basically drill holes or barbed wire, whatever's out there. This RSA just says you're allowed to take those two lots
correct.
And merge them.
Correct.
Now Jones and Beach will use this new merged single lot number to create the subdivision.
Yep.
When the subdivision is approved, Jones and Beach, yes, will be setting bounds in numerous places around the perimeter of this because it'll be the back of the 15 house lot. So all these bounds will be scattered, yes, around the whole perimeter, but basically in numerous locations because it's at the back of every house lot. So there would be no reason to bound any of this at this point in time.
Makes sense to
okay.
me. Too.
And I don't see that RSA saying anything about new boundaries.
It doesn't, but it does say for municipal regulation and taxation. Which I
right.
But you're
which
making it one,
lot,
so you take
a map
the outer
and lot
boundaries.
Number. That's what we go by for taxation. So right. I don't know if
any
if,
other.
If
so what's the new lot number? What does it become?
140.
So. I think if you want to make a condition that once this moves forward with the subdivision approval that the bounds will be part of the condition, which they will be anyway, then we discuss it.
Okay, why don't we do that? So make a motion for that. I'll accept the motion for that.
Does that sound reasonable? I'll make a motion and then we can discuss it further if you want. I'll make a motion that we put a conditional approval on this merger and that new bounds will be set when they come forward for the subdivision.
I'll second that.
Okay, any discussion?
Any further discussion?
I have questions on the subdivision, but that's probably not appropriate at this point because we only have the lot merger in front of us, right?
Yep.
Right. Hey, Tom, is there any mortgage on any of the lots?
Yes, there's a mortgage on the Weber parcel with Fran and his wife, and on that lot merger plan, they have signed that because the mortgagee needs to sign that.
It's on the back page.
Yeah, been on the back. Consent by the mortgagee. Okay. Yep.
Okay, so we have any more discussion? We have a motion and a second, and we'll go through.
Who seconded? I'm sorry.
I did.
Brian?
Judy. Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Josh?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Oh, we lose him?
And Mark, yes.
He was just going for it.
Okay.
Thank you, Tom.
All right. Thank you guys very much.
Okay, though.
Have fun in Florida.
Enjoy the weather. Tell Ronnie I said hi.
All right, so that's the merger. Old business approval of minutes. I do have something to say about them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Rudy misquoted the, he said Merrill Road.
What line?
Line 38, and he says this is similar to Merrill Road, but we didn't do anything on Merrill Road. It's North Road that we did that with Mr. Abood and all that.
I think it was, if he's referring to Merrill Road, I know which one he's talking about.
Which
and it's
one?
This next to where Howes used to live, and it's a real narrow thing that goes back to like 18 acres or something. And
okay, it was before my time then. I didn't...
Merrill Road, it's like, it's just this little opening that isn't even big enough, 58 feet.
You mean like the triangle?
No.
No?
No, it's like, you go up Merrill Road from High Street,
yeah.
You go past the swamp,
yeah.
And it's between like the swamp and North Road, this side of Roby's,
yeah.
Where the Howes used to live,
okay.
In that area. I know the area.
Okay, I was thinking we just did one with the 60 feet over on North Road, and I didn't know if he meant that.
No, I think this is, because this one was a real stickler.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, so then I would scratch that.
What was there, a right-of-way or something there?
It's just, some kind of little right-of-way, and, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that was before I was on the board then.
And I wasn't here.
Yeah, so. I wasn't here for that, so yeah. I wouldn't have known it.
So then maybe that needs to be corrected because he says last year.
Really?
No, I think they talked about this in the last year for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, because the people lived down in Florida. They had somebody here. I know because it's right in my backyard.
Yeah,
I remember
this. But it wasn't
this
past year.
Couldn't have been. I didn't.
I think it is. But
I've only missed one meeting, I think.
I can die on this hill.
You can die on that sword?
Yeah, because this one is close to my heart.
Do you know, Lisa? No?
In the backyard, lady.
I don't.
You don't? I don't remember talking about Merrill Road.
Yeah, I don't know.
You do?
Well, we did for
of course I do.
Eric.
You do?
Yes.
Did we talk about it?
Yes.
I totally know it.
Wow.
Yep.
You guys questioned it the last meeting, too.
It's funny because I really distinctly remember
it.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Well,
I thought it was about.
So, anyways, it's correct, right?
It is.
This is correct.
All right. That part is, yeah.
So, what else? What do you have?
I don't have anything else except that I have to abstain because I wasn't at the meeting.
You can still check spelling and grammar.
I could.
It doesn't offend Lisa.
It doesn't at all.
No.
You know, it doesn't.
So, if we're good on the Merrill Road piece, I'd make a motion to accept the minutes as submitted.
I'll second.
You got a motion and a second? Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Abstain.
Josh?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Scott?
He'll mute. I mean, unmute.
We put him on mute.
There you go.
Yes!
Yes. Okay, so that's done. And I don't have anything else.
Do we have updates on anything coming up, Lisa? Or? Okay.
This could be a short meeting.
Does anyone have anything else?
I don't.
Just question on that future stuff. So you say there's no.
There's no formal application either, so we cannot talk about that.
Okay. I'll take it out of my calendar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Nothing on Friday yet.
Okay. Good.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Wow.
Discussion.
None.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Great.